Let's see, will we be going live? We will be. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live Monday evening. Sorry for the late broadcast tonight. It was a very busy day at LiveX, and wanted to get a chance to collect things, look at everything, blah, 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 and come to you now live here in the evening, about 8 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast. Hope everyone survived the day after the brutal beatdown by the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. Hey, don't leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary Towering T-Bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. Want more mouth-watering options? Explore all their game day worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. Hello to everybody in the chat. How are you guys tonight? Salut to the Green Bay Packers 2019 season. Long may it be held in our memories as a great ride that ended in bitterness, yet brought us much joy. Aaron, still love the pack there. Darn right, Mark. I'm excited about this offseason. Nick, as am I. Always is a hard turn when you watch your team lose a playoff game and then you have to get into offseason mode with free agency, contracts, who are they going to bring back, the draft. I mean, the Senior Bowl is happening this week, for God's sake. So it's a hard turn, but one we will make at Cheesehead TV. We got lots of content coming down the pipe, not only heading into this offseason, but big changes as well to Cheesehead TV, how we're going to put it together, how we're going to deliver the content to you, the kinds of content we're going to have. It's really exciting. I'm really pumped to be heading into another chapter, not only with the Packers, but with Cheesehead TV. And I can't thank you guys enough for following along, coming along for the ride. I got so many great messages from a lot of people over the course of this past 24-hour period, thanking Corey, myself, everyone at Cheesehead TV. And we do it all for you guys. Can't thank you enough for coming along. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Will Aaron Jones hold out this offseason? I'd be shocked. I mean, you can't say with certainty 1,000% he won't, but I would be very surprised. I also wouldn't be surprised if they approached him about a new deal, but got a long way to go there. Can we get ourselves in position to rest our starters when we play at Detroit week 17 next year? I mean, if the NFL follows form, right? It's either at home against Detroit or away against Detroit. It would seem, by the way it's been happening, probably away against Detroit. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Defensive line and inside linebacker are a must upgrade. Kenny needed help. I agree to a certain extent. They certainly have to upgrade from the Tyler Lancasters of the world. I think Dean Lowry is a good player, but they certainly need a lot more help up front. Inside linebacker, I think, is the number one draft target. And I think because of the depth at wide receiver, I don't think they necessarily have to go for a wideout at number 30, which is where they'll be drafting. If there's a quarterback they love that's falling, maybe they jump up and get that. If there's a wide receiver they absolutely adore, maybe they make the first selection of a wide receiver in the first round since Javon Walker back in the day. But to me, inside linebacker is the real target somewhere in the premium part of the draft, because there's little doubt in my mind that they will allow Blake Martinez to hit the market. I can't imagine them going out and spending big money in free agency to fill that position. I think they have to go the draft route. And it'll be interesting to see who shakes free there down at 30. Andre, thanks so much for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, is Pettine's job at risk after last night? It sure looks like his scheme doesn't have any answers to the outside zone scheme all season long. I thought he had kind of righted the ship over the course of the last month. Last night certainly threw all that back into question. There's no doubt that the 49ers took advantage of what he likes to do, and he had no ability to adjust. Now, some of that, no doubt, was about personnel. But as a defensive coach, as a coach in the NFL, you have to be able to adjust, especially when it becomes readily apparent to everybody in the building what the offense plans on doing over and over and over again. And you are powerless to stop it. It's not a great look. And I would not be surprised whatsoever if Matt LaFleur decided he wanted his own guy. Because don't forget, you know, Pettine was a holdover from Mike McCarthy one which apparently, reportedly, was strongly advised by, you have to think, Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst, that he hold on to. So I would not be surprised whatsoever if LaFleur walked into Murphy's office either today, tomorrow, sometime soon, and said, I want to thank Mike for his service, but I want to go get my own guy. How do you feel about Gary's production after his first season in the books? Chris, I don't think you could call it anything other than disappointing, because when you pick a guy at 12, you do hope he's going to help you right away. But I do know it's way too early to call him a bust. I was really disappointed to see him only get 3 snaps yesterday, I think it was, especially in favor of Kyler Fackrell, who did have a sack and I think played overall okay. But against a team that is gashing you in the run, I would have liked the length and strength that Gary brings to the table out on the field. All of that said, he has to take a big jump. I think Brian Gutekunst had a strong second draft. Gary could make it into a great draft, but he's got to develop and develop quickly and contribute big time in his second year. We should have drafted DK Metcalf or AJ Brown last year's draft. Sad to see Martinez go, but it's a business. I also think it's time for a new DC. Well, Simple X, the only thing I'll add there is those wide receivers will look great in Green Bay. There's no doubt about it. I'm happy with Elgton Jenkins myself. Happy he's a Packer. And I've got to think the lack of activity around the wide receiver position in 2019 was a nod to the fact that the draft this year is very, very deep at wide receiver, one of the deepest drafts at the position in some time. So I don't doubt for a second that, Gutekunst and his staff absolutely love those players, but I can't begrudge them for not taking them. Luis Patino, thanks so much for the super chat. Martinez got abused a few times. Rodgers didn't play good enough. Shanahan just outsmarted us. Jimmy G only had to throw 10 times, less than that, actually. Aaron Jones should have been the focal point. Still love this team. Hard for me to disagree with anything you just typed there, especially the thing about Aaron Jones. He absolutely 1,000,000,000% should have been the focal point of the offensive attack. That he wasn't, I'm not going to say it speaks ill to LaFleur, et cetera. I just question whether he's able to do that when 12 is in the building. Nags, finally ready to admit you were wrong about our wide receivers issues? No, I was absolutely right. They were 4 quarters away from the Super Bowl. And an extra wide receiver last night would make zero difference. Oh, how many catches did Emmanuel Sanders have yesterday? When are you guys going to admit I'm right? That's what blows my mind. I thought my Vikings had a shitty run defense. Packers, hold my beer. Hey, Nick, after yesterday, it's hard for me to argue. But I will say, we kicked your ass twice, so I'm cool with it. Is it telling / surprising that it took the players only meeting to figure out where the communication errors were on defense? Shouldn't that be a responsibility of the coaches? Troy, I think a lot of that was kind of played up for effect, both inside the building and in the media. I don't think there's anything wrong with players coming together and going, look, we got to get on the same fucking page. I mean, there's only so many times that a coach can tell you this. And this is something I asked LaFleur about a number of times throughout the season. And as a coach, it's got to be upsetting when you are going week after week seeing the same communication issues. You're teaching the signals, you're teaching the adjustments, etc. And if they're just not getting it, there's only so much you can do as a coach. So I do, obviously, much was made about Za'Darius and company meeting and then things changing. And they did change after that first 49ers game. But I don't think that's, a slight to the coaching staff in any way. Back to Pack. Crazy to think the season is over, but what a great ride they provided to all the fans. And thanks for your great coverage. Well, thank you so much for following along. Corey and I will be doing another Packer Transplants sometime this week. I'm not quite sure when. Studio at Live X is booked and very busy, which is always a good thing. It's a good problem to have, but we've just got to find a time slot and a day to put together a Transplants, which will be the final one of the season. Can Rodgers be successful in Matt LaFleur's system? Michael, 1,000% yes. No doubt growing pains this year, familiarity issues, etc. Trying to mesh what Rodgers liked from McCarthy's system with what LaFleur does. I have no doubt things will continue to grow, progress. But yes, 1,000,000,000%. Rodgers can absolutely be successful in the system. What do you think Green Bay needs to address most this offseason? Alex, To me, it's speed on offense, speed on defense, and a number one on both sides of the ball. On defense, it's inside linebacker. On offense, it's wide receiver. I don't think there's any chance that those aren't addressed at some point this offseason. Sternberger, a day one starter next year? Cameron, I think so. I think that was the whole point of the drafting him, making him the heir apparent to a litany of guys that have come and gone. I think Jimmy Graham's tweet tonight, pretty telling, would seem to be a precursor to possibly his hanging him up, but we'll see. But yes, I think Sternberger is your day one tight end one next year. Are we NFC Championship snake bitten from 2014 and just cursed from it? Nah, not at all. Nice to see some promise from Sternberger. Totally agree, Jesse. I think he's really come on in the second half of the year. I'm really glad they brought him back from injured reserve because they didn't have to do that. Luis, sad to see Rodgers regress. Man, I missed 2014. It's not it. I don't think it's so much regression as he's just getting older, man. There's nothing wrong with that. We've seen quarterbacks have great years as they age. Look, Brett Favre, his best statistical year was his second to last year in the league at the age of 40. Peyton Manning clearly kind of lost it there at the end, but he won a Super Bowl. John Elway was very productive as an old quarterback. I mean, it can be done. I think Rodgers needs to buy in a little bit more to what LaFleur is doing on offense, and I think he will. But, yeah, he can still be very effective, no doubt about it. Rodgers is old and broken from injuries. That said, he can still play in the NFL. I don't know if he's broken from injuries. I mean, might they have an effect? Sure, no doubt about it. But Father Time is undefeated, and I think he has a lot more to do with it than any of the injuries. Crosby thoughts. Nate, I'll be surprised if they let him walk. I thought he proved his worth several times this year. Clearly, it's a cap hit, but one that I think Gutekunst will be, at least for now, happy to take. But we'll see. You never know. Maybe there's some hot draft prospect that Goody likes or some free agent comes available they think makes sense. We'll find out. But I do tend to think he'll be back. What do you think about the Packers going after Josh Rosen this offseason? Ryan, I don't hate it. I think that kid's been put in some of the worst positions you can imagine his first couple years in the league. I do not hate the idea of him coming to Green Bay, backing up Rodgers, finally learning from the sideline rather than being thrust into action with no chance. I think he's got his issues. I don't think he's without blame, some of his struggles in the NFL, but I do think there's talent there. And I would, I'd love to see him kind of compete with TBLS. Lowry is a really good football player, and I'm glad we have him locked up. I think he's, I don't think he's going to be a star ever, but I do think he's a really solid player, one that certainly plays probably better than most people realize. Just he's not ever going to be a splash guy. He's not going to wow you. He's not going to show up on ESPN highlights. But, yeah, definitely a very important piece. But as someone said earlier, they definitely need help there. Cameron, Richard Sherman is a punk. Hey, man, Richard Sherman, his team won. He can talk whatever he wants to talk. I saw him making bones about the Packers and whatever they said this week leading up to the game about not being ready last time. This time we're going to be ready. They took it as an affront. Oh, you weren't ready last time because you thought you could walk in here, blah, blah, blah. Whatever he wants to say, he gets to say. You know why? Because they won. And I get it, man. I get it. You know, he bet on himself in San Francisco, and he won. You know, not only is he playing well, been named to a Pro Bowl, named All-Pro, I think, and hit the escalators in his contract, et cetera. But they're winning a lot of games, and he's a part of it. So, hey, man, you win, you get to talk junk. The Vikings and Bears fans don't seem to understand this, but you win, then you can talk junk. You lose or get your ass kicked by your division rival, then you should shut up. That's the way it works. Rosen's a bum, LMAO. Yeah, in Arizona with absolutely no offensive line and Miami. Did you watch Miami this year? I mean, you can put your ignorance out there for the internet to see, but, you know, let's come correct, shall we? Why doesn't somebody address Rodgers' throwing mechanics to his face? How do you know they haven't? That's what I always say. People always talk about the coaches and they need to talk to him about it, et cetera. Well, how do we know they haven't? We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. We don't know what Luke Getsy is talking to him about. And if you're talking about the media, please. He has been asked about it twice. And both times he referenced some fundamentals award he won like in high school or something. So he's clearly never going to change. Inside linebacker, a wide receiver, greater need? Yes. I'd probably tip the scale just a little bit to inside linebacker, but they're very close. Classic Packers fan base at the end of a playoff run. Rodgers plays terrible, inaccurate, turnovers, etc., and the defense is hung up to dry, and many of you want to fire Pettine? Mental. Chase, you cannot watch that performance last night and think that Pettine's job security can't come under some scrutiny. They ran a high school attack, and he never adjusted. The one adjustment he made is, oh, I'll go from a two-man line to a three-man line. He was kept playing numbers in the box. It didn't help at all. Come on, man. I get Rodgers had a bad game, and plenty of people have talked about it. But to sit there and pretend that Pettine is immune from criticism and or thoughts about his job security, come on. Join us here on planet Earth. Salah would likely get a head coaching job before he would ever come to Green Bay as defensive coordinator, in my unprofessional opinion. Yeah, Evan, I totally agree. I don't understand why people are even talking about that. I've heard that a lot. I got that question on the radio this morning. I had it in my timeline a couple times today in my mentions. Yeah, no, he's not leaving San Francisco until he becomes a head coach. He got, I think, a couple interviews this time around. I know he came close on the Cleveland job from the reports we've heard, but hey, he's not coming. He's not making a lateral move to Green Bay. That's not happening. One thing Ted Thompson always had ready was that next wide receiver. He drafted very well at that spot. He did. Late offensive linemen and early wide receivers were Ted's bread and butter. No doubt about it. Jair, not a fan of surgeries, apparently. Yeah, I read that. We'll see. I mean, that might be a little bluster, but who knows? Maybe he'll just let it heal on its own. Our defense got abused. This isn't college. Pettine got schooled twice. Jay, I agree. I mean, that's the thing. Shanahan worked him hard. I want to see an hour episode of watching Banky slam fireballs and then going off on division rivals who talk smack. Brian, that is an absolutely outstanding idea for some content this offseason. Thank you for it. Ted Thompson ruined this team. Nathan, they literally were just four quarters away from a Super Bowl. Get your head out of where the sun don't shine, please. I love it. Oh, Ted Thompson brings him to a Super Bowl, gets him on the cusp of another one, and then kind of falls off at the end of his tenure. And then they're back in the NFC Championship game, and you type, Ted Thompson ruined this team. Go back to bed, man. Bringing speed, classic. There's zero question that that is a glaring problem. You watching that game last night. Whoo, daddy. That is one team with speed and one team without it. And we saw the results. No question about it. All right, guys. I'm going to take one or two more, and then I'm going to have to jump. You don't see us going after a tight end? Andrew may be in the draft, but I'd be shocked if they went after another one in free agency. Maybe they bring back Mercedes for one more year. But I think Sternberger and then possibly Tanyan, Mercedes Lewis, let Graham walk, etc. I'd be very surprised, though, if they used any kind of free agency money at tight end. What's your take on the Rodgers window is half open or half closed comments? Who knows? I mean, it's open. The window's open. There's no question about it. They can be contenders with Rodgers for the next several years, at least three or four. So to me, it's all about Gutekunst and how he chooses to go after roster construction. And when does he, try to find Rodgers' successor? Because don't forget Madden's old saying, the worst time to look for a quarterback is when you need one, right? Now the Packers don't, which is why they should be looking. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to jump. Don't leave your hunger on the sidelines, though. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary Towering T-Bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. Want more mouth-watering options? Explore all of their game-day-worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. Fat Thor, I'll take your super chat real quick. Thank you so much. What happens to Balaga? I heard a bunch of his buddies stumping for him to be returning to the pack next year. It's really going to depend if he will take a hometown discount. I see him back. If he tries to break the bank one last time, I expect he'll hit free agency. But we'll see. A lot to play out between now and start of free agency, which was about a month, I want to say. A little over a month. Thank you so much for all your support throughout the year. I'll be back pretty much every day doing Extra Cheese at some point. May sometimes be at night like this. May sometimes be during the day like normal. But I will not forget you guys. I'll be here every day talking Packers. It's what we do. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And, hey, if you want to support what we do heading into the offseason, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.